What's going on, guys? I'm Tyler Hopkinson, and this is your 11:30 news and sports update. Besides the Chicago game, there was plenty of NHL action last night. In Edmonton, the Oilers played the visiting Canadiens, with the Habs winning 4-1. In Detroit, the Red Wings hosted the Rangers, looking to gain momentum after their victory over the Blackhawks, but fell short, losing 4-1. In Anaheim, the Ducks took on the Capitals. They ended a 6-game losing streak against Washington, winning 5-2. Finally, in San Jose, the Sharks played the Stars, with Joe Pavelski scoring 2 goals for the home team. The Sharks won 5-1. The Toronto Blue Jays played the Tampa Bay Rays in Florida yesterday for their 14th game of spring training. The Jays went into the game on the receiving end of an 8-2 loss against the Phillies. By the end of the fifth inning, the game was level at 2-2, but at the bottom of the seventh, the Rays scored 4 runs. The game finished 8-2 to the Rays, leaving Toronto with a current record of 4 wins and 10 losses. The NBA had a busy night yesterday with some high-profile games. The Bulls took on the Celtics in Boston, with Chicago losing 100-80. In Brooklyn, the Nets played their local rivals, the Knicks, and took the win 120-112. In Los Angeles, the Lakers played the 76ers. The game was close, but the visiting team came out on top with a score of 118-116. The biggest profile game took place in Houston as the Rockets took on the Cavaliers. LeBron James and James Harden gave a strong performance, but the home team won the game 117-112. The Toronto teams will be in action today. The Blue Jays will be playing the Boston Red Sox, looking to end their 2-game losing streak. The Raptors will take on the Dallas Mavericks tonight at the Air Canada Center. The Leafs will be back in action tomorrow as they will be playing the Florida Panthers at the BB&T Center in Miami. Finally, in MLS, Toronto FC will travel to Vancouver to play the Whitecaps in what is expected to be a heated derby. They will look to get a result after drawing their last 2 games. We'll be back at 1:30 for more news. Stay tuned.